Hello, advanced tier patrons. Hope you're well. And intermediate plus tier patrons. Hope you're well on this Friday afternoon. I'm going to do something very, very different, something I've never tried to do before, which I think is hope is going to come across okay. What you're about to see is an exact replica of basically what I see sometimes. I do these and I insert images for you to see on screen. But as promised, I'm going to take you through a projection and a prediction of what will happen at the African Cup of Nations and the Asia Cup, hopefully with the aim of helping you of understanding when the key players are likely to return. Salah, Son, Kudos, maybe a few others.
The Fantasy Football Show.
And what I'm going to do now, rather than kind of insert a load of images, and the part saved me a load of time, is take you through my planner. I'm going to share my screen. I hope. Look at this. You're probably seeing something right now, which is, oh, what's this? You are now live on James's laptop. You can probably see me a little bit in the corner. Here I am. Woo! Hi, here I am. Let's stick me down here for the minute. And this is taking you to my planner spreadsheet, the opening page with the fixtures and the results, etc. But there's a couple particularly that we want to take you through, and you're going to see something I hope is going to be very useful for you on the planners and a new edition that's coming up for you as well. So firstly, I think I want to show you this sheet five, which is a sheet that I recommend all of you look through in forthcoming weeks. So the top table here shows you fixtures as they stand. Why have we still got Blackpool Forest Green there? Let's update that, James. Look, error. Blackpool. What font size is that? 10. It's going to be terrible for the audio listeners, isn't it? All right, let's get that in. Blackpool. God, Forest Green went a long time ago. So shows you in blue like the cup fixtures. The lighter blue is the Carabao Cup fixtures. So like here and here for Liverpool, Chelsea, Fulham, etc. Already put the Crystal Palace Everton replay in here. And obviously the more coloured ones are by fixture difficulty, the Premier League fixtures. And you can see looking along when your cup fixtures are. Now the key is this bit here really is the AFCON and Asia Cup period. This is the period of the tournament that's obviously kind of starting as of next weekend, both tournaments. And the finals will be the weekend of game week 24. The assumption, of course, is that your likes of Salah at worst case will be back for this Liverpool away to Brentford in game week 25. But should Egypt win the competition, do they go and dine in Egypt for a week? No one really knows. Could it be the same for Sonny if South Korea win the tournament, which is even more likely, to be honest, as we'll show you. Wolves at home in 25. The projection, by the way, at the moment, I'll spoil it for you. You might have heard me mention it today. The spoiler is Salah will be back for this. Burnley at home in game week 24. 25 is obviously if teams make final. But if they went on the party for a week, now I suppose Salah's going drinking for a week, but could he miss this one as well and then maybe back for this? Imagine Liverpool have a double game week here and we think he's going to miss the first one if Egypt win the tournament. That would be interesting and throw a bit of a spanner in the works. The reason this particular sheet is really important is the bottom end of this, as you can see, projected schedule. So this is the projection on how this will progress subject to teams and cup competitions. So you'll see at the moment, I've got projection for City, Brentford and Bournemouth Luton to go into game week 25. That I can tell you will change if Liverpool beat Arsenal in a cup. You can see I've got Liverpool blank here for round four, the FA Cup, round five. I've currently got their fixture with Everton in game week 29 is likely to stay. This would be a really handy one to look through this particular week, game week 29. And the projection of what fixtures are likely to happen now. And if you want an idea of the doubles and blanks, the double game weeks later in the season, here's your projection for game week 34. And here's your projection for game week 37. The colours in this row probably say to you, oh, not looking great, which has always been part of the thinking. But this is very much based on, obviously, the superior teams, if you will, making it further in cup competitions, which is what we'd have to project, but it's not necessarily what's going to happen. Now, what's also interesting, I think I'm going to cheat for all fixtures by date. This would be more handy as well if players come back from AFCON or the Asia Cup at sort of random times. So let's give you an example that someone gets eliminated from the competition on Wednesday the 31st, just a hypothetical here. So the fact that perhaps, say, Egypt went out on the 31st, the fact that Liverpool don't go to Arsenal till the Sunday might be helpful. It's just something there that can help. Again, you'll see I've already got Everton Crystal Palace in. For those Palace fans who want to travel to Goodison Park, it's near certainty it'll be Wednesday the 17th of January. And how do I know that? Well, that's because Everton play on the Sunday before, and that's because Crystal Palace play on the Saturday afterwards. It's got to be the Wednesday night, Wednesday the 17th, unless for some reason they decide to put it in here, which would be really weird as the fourth round starts only a couple of days later. But let's take you through these sheets because I've added a new one for you. And there's lots of interesting stuff on this planner of mine, which I think will be useful for you. Weeks coming up, UCL Fantasy, one for the Euros. And there's this new one. This is a sheet that I've added as of last night. It's not available yet on Slack. You guys are going to get the first look at it. And I'll most likely post it on the James Planner channel on Slack tomorrow. So I'm going to zoom this in for you, take you through this in a little bit more detail for you. So what you've got on the top end is AFCON and the schedule for fixtures, which might also be nice if you want to watch particular games, if you're interested in following the tournaments. I've got the kickoff times. And obviously here on the left here shows you the six groups. Remember, both for AFCON and the Asia Cup, it's the same format as the European Championships. It's 24 teams and 16 will advance to the knockout stage. So the AFCON games kick off at 2, 5 and 8. And obviously where you've got four games here at the end, these are obviously final group games on a given day. Similarly, for the Asian Cup, I've done the same. We've got more random kickoff times. This tournament takes place in Qatar. You've got your six groups here. And it's easier to predict what will happen in the Asia Cup than AFCON. Again, you've got all your fixtures. You'll have a load that are played in the morning. There's some fairly obvious things where I think they've tried to cater to certain time zones. So I presume the fact that Australia have got 11:30 kickoffs all the way through in the group is probably with that in mind in terms of time zone in Australia to help them. You got these at 5:30, so they're 8:30 local time. So these are 2:30 local time. Qatar is 3 hours ahead at the moment. So all these times that are listed here, both for the Asia Cup and AFCON, are British times, so the UK times. Now, what you probably see here, and I'll just show you the AFCON for the moment, is I've put here in kind of big black writing here, or black background, is projected knockouts. So what I've got taken the trouble to do is project what the knockouts will be and how they're run. So these are the projection for the last 16 games. These are the projections for the quarterfinals. This here is the projection for the semi-finals, which is quite important. Which would be Algeria, Morocco, Senegal, Ivory Coast. So the projection here, and this is based on bookmakers' odds. It's not me just guessing on a whim. I've taken bookmakers' odds to do all this research. The projection here is that Egypt will lose to Morocco in the quarterfinals. And as you can see in this bar here with the purple background, what I've done here is I've placed what the domestic fixtures in England will be. So when the last 16 of AFCON starts, we've got the FA Cup fourth round at the weekend, which bleeds into the start of game week 22. So Liverpool, for the record, in this week play on the Wednesday the 31st. So if Egypt win their group, they'll play on Monday the 29th. So the likelihood of Salah being available on Wednesday the 31st, pretty unlikely. But then game week 23 at the weekend, same as when the quarterfinals are. So look, if Egypt lose to Morocco in the quarterfinals, as is projected, Absolutely, he'll be back for game week 24, Mo Salah. Almost certain. But making a court farm is going to miss game week 23. Perhaps if Liverpool had a fourth round FA Cup replay the midweek afterwards and they lost on the Saturday, the 3rd of February, sure, he could be back for that as well. But from the FPL perspective, you're looking at game week 24. You probably heard me mention it a couple of times today that that's the projection at the moment, that for Salah to be back for game week 24 against Burnley. Now, in AFCON, unlike the Asia Cup, you've got third and fourth place playoff games. So this here, Saturday the 10th, the projected third, fourth playoff game is Algeria and Ivory Coast. The final is projected to be Morocco and Senegal. So for West Ham fans, for looking for Agüero and Kudos' return, the projection is currently that that would be the final. Tournament, by the way, is in Ivory Coast. The betting, I'll just show you this, and I'll use Odds Checker is what I like to use because that gives you an array of bookmakers. I'm not trying to ram betting odds down your throat here, but I want to kind of show you my thinking here. African Odds Checker. Let's have a look. Because I think this is important to actually reference. So this gives you a range of bookmakers' odds. We're not just using one bookmaker, for example. So let's change the market. African Cup of Nations winner. And what you'll see when this page loads is how close the betting is for the teams. Look at that. That's so rare to get that spread from Senegal, best price 6-1, down to basically Nigeria, seventh favorites, best price 10-1. That's very, very unusual to get a cluster of teams that close together. So look, there's a lot of things that can be very, very different here. Morocco obviously had a great World Cup. So, I mean, they're fancied by some teams here. There's one bookmaker's given them 13-2, but many have got them in as favorites. Obviously, as I said, Ivory Coast are the host nation, 7-1. Egypt, well fancied to do well. So too Algeria, Cameroon. Even these nations like Tunisia, Ghana, Mali. For Mali, for reference, which is obviously one I've got a close eye on because of Yves Bissouma, the current projection is for them to meet Morocco in the last 16, which would rule Tottenham play on the Wednesday and Mali would play on the Tuesday in game week 22. So it could be that Bissouma might be back for Tottenham, for example, for game week 23. But for example, perhaps Sarr, probably not till game week 25. Now, what about Sonny? So here below is the projection for the Asia Cup. And the projection here is for a Japan-South Korea final. Those are the two favourites in the betting. The tournament is in Qatar. Few of the bookies have Australia favoured over Saudi Arabia, who would be due to meet in the quarterfinals, which, just to show you the reference of that, not that particularly matters for FPL, but that would be straight after game week 22, which, remember, is a midweek set of fixtures for FPL, game week 23 at the weekend. So the idea of Sun, I think, being available for game week 23 is extremely unlikely. Obviously, the semi-finals are the midweek. Could Sun be available for Tottenham's game here on Saturday the 10th? It's a 3 p.m. kickoff. Korea's semi-final would probably be Wednesday the 7th. So it's possible. It's possible that he could be available for Saturday the 10th, game week 24, if Korea didn't make the final. But the current projection would be for a Japan and South Korea final. It obviously affects your likes of Hwang, Mitoma as well. So basically, those going to the Asia Cup, I think for the majority of them, it's reasonable to think that they'll probably miss all 4 weeks. We said this a number of times. In AFCON, it's far more unpredictable. Far more unpredictable in terms of which teams will go through, because you can even see that in the betting odds. A lot of these teams are very, very evenly matched. Like, you know, can Egypt beat Morocco? Well, yeah, absolutely, of course, if that's what happens in the quarterfinal. What I think probably is important to reference here is from these games in the last 16, the group winners are all favoured to go through, except one, actually, which would be Cameroon are lower in the betting, likely to finish second in their group, which is behind Senegal, basically favourites to win the tournament. Cameroon would be favoured currently with the bookies, I think, to beat Nigeria in the last 16. Other than that, group winners all favoured to go through from the betting odds. That would be the same in the Asia Cup. Now, these ones you'll probably know, these are worth highlighting, which includes Egypt. So Egypt would be due to face, if they win their group, which is Group B, would be due to place a third place team. So the way I'd map this out would be that they'd end up facing Guinea. And a really good reference point in terms of who's likely to play who in terms of third place teams in a group, I'll be very, very honest with you. Honestly, the best reference, and it isn't for most things in life, but Wikipedia is absolutely brilliant for tracking tournament competitions. And in terms of who may play who, this is where I've also got all your time slots for the competition, etc. So let's have a look. So it's, believe it or not, it is the 2023 African Cup of Nations, just to confuse people. Come on, page, load for me, which he doesn't particularly want to do because I'm screen sharing. But I'll just show you, because Wikipedia, honestly, is the best reference for this. So if you look here, this shows you, if you could choose which four teams would go through from the groups, this is then how you'd work out who would play who from what group. And that's how I've got the reference on predicting Egypt to play Guinea. It's hypothesizing on the four teams that would likely finish third in the group based on basically having a whipping boy in one particular group, basically, which is hence why I say Cape Verde are favoured actually to make the last 16, which might be a surprising one. But yeah, Egypt would play a third place team. So too would Senegal. It's worth saying Mali would be a potential tricky tie perhaps for Morocco in the last 16. Ghana, for reference for Kudos, that would also, I believe, be... No, that's not actually. That's Democratic Republic of Congo. These three-digit teams, in terms of the acronyms, is taken from official references as well. So COD is, yeah, Democratic Republic of Congo. So it's Tunisia, not Tunisia, sorry, Egypt, Ivory Coast, Algeria, and Senegal. As group winners would be the four nations subject to face a third place team. So I think with those four nations, particularly, as long as they win their group, then we very much could expect them to make the quarterfinals. But again, shocks will happen in AFCON. If you take Group A even, you know, could Nigeria finish above Ivory Coast? Well, Ivory Coast clearly favoured as host nation. But could Egypt finish second in the group instead of Ghana? Sure, yes. But then they're likely to play the second in Morocco's group, which isn't Morocco. So you would still very much favour, if this is Egypt instead of Ghana, for them to progress against Congo and then most likely probably face the host nation or Nigeria in the quarter final. So that's there for you. I thought this would be better. On the Euro one, what I've done is I've just left the fixtures there rather than use a projection tool, for example. But I thought for this, it would be more interesting at the moment to project what the results would be to help give you an indication of when players may return to the Premier League. And I'll keep this updated on a daily basis during the competition as and when it changes. So whenever there's an update to the planner, keep your eye on the James Planner channel on Slack. And these projections will be updated daily where possible in terms of the projections for the knockout stage. I hope that's helpful for you. I hope you'll use the planner properly. That's what it's for, is to help and assist you with these things. So quite often you can find the answers to your own questions. But any questions, obviously, my DMs are open. Obviously happy to help. To repeat, I think the headline news on this would be projection: Algeria, Ivory Coast, Morocco, Senegal for the final four in AFCON. With currently Mo Salah projected to return in time for game week 24. For the players going to the Asian Cup, at the moment, the assumption would be not to return until game week 25. That, hopefully, helps. That is all for the projections for AFCON and the Asia Cup. Have a great weekend. Thanks, as always, for the support, patrons. Ciao for now.
Fantasy Football Show.